K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on this Sunday morning, January 4th, 2025. For the very first time, checking out this podcast. Appreciate you for when this comes out tonight. For joining in the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Why I cannot think here. Brain ain't turning. here on a Sunday morning when the moon's up here in Kansas City, Missouri. This Pro Project Podcast, this K-State podcast, is all about all things K-State sports. Whether that is men's, women's basketball, it continues here. Women's basketball continues. Big 12 play here later on today out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Track and field coming up in a couple weeks. The return of women's rowing, women's tennis, and so much more here on the Pro Watcher Podcast. And, of course, we'll break news as it goes along in between all the KZ athletic events as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, postcast, opening game for the Big 12, K-State men's basketball. And we have said it, this main point throughout non-con, offense, right? All the offense, right? If the offense doesn't get going, this team could be in trouble, or even the defense for that matter. But it was BYU, 10th-ranked BYU, with a 10-point win in Manhattan yesterday as K-State loses their Big 12 opener. The men, like the ladies did, 10-by-10, 10th-ranked BYU, 83, led by National Player of the Year, DJ Dibunsta, PJ Haggerty's Wildcats, 73. And a three-point ball. This should be no shocker to the original K-State, or even a new K-State fan for that matter. Three-point shooting. And I'll go on a limb and say, look, this is the better team, best team by far in the Jerome Tang era when it comes to three-point shooting. But where was it at yesterday? Where was it at yesterday? We're a season worst. 14% shooting from downtown. Definitely not going to cut it. Definitely not going to cut it. So there's that. there's that. And also, you can't slow down DJ Dibunsta. Game high yesterday. That was the 14% shooting for K-State. 3% shooting, which they ain't going to win no games in conference play. Dibunsta, 24 points. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and a season-high 4 steals, and he almost played almost every minute. Almost every minute in this game. 36 minutes of this game. Right, we'll get to K-State here in a minute. I heard Richie Saunders on a couple of the podcasts this week. Richie Saunders for BYU. Robert Wright had 18 points. Richie Saunders, 13 points. They combined 31 more points. The rest well. So this BYU team is just more than just that, right? I know that's the only name that I brought up here on this particular podcast, but I've heard Richie Saunders' name across the board heading into this week's matchup there, and they did not disappoint there as they come into Manhattan and hand K-State another loss at home in the 2025-26 campaign there as well. And this was actually, and shout out to K-State Nation. This is the first, Bramble was sold out. I figured it was going to be with the whole DJ Dibunsta episode, whatnot. I mean, remember, Dibunsta came to K-State last year, to visit K-State last year, and K-State was in talks of trying to get the nation's number one player in the country. And obviously, we know how that turned out now. Now, obviously, the rest well, but you got to go back for the Octagon of Doom, specifically. You got to go back a couple years since 2023 when they sold out against Oklahoma. That's hard to believe that. And that might be the only sellout because we keep losing games at home. That might be the only sell of the year. And I'm not just joking or sitting here just joking around. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 10th-ranked BYU takes down K-State 83-73. They led at halftime by 10, and they beat K-State by 10. Eddie Greer III for another postcast edition of the podcast there. Yeah, it all evened out. K-State with a slow start, and it cost them again. Yeah, you cannot spot, you can't get away with that. Now, again, you have these wild ass, we talked about this all the time on the show, whether it's my other podcast or this particular podcast, we talk about this all the time. You can't spot a very good team 10 or more points. You just can't get it back. And this is a perfect example of it. The second half, even. Cougars and Wildcats both scored 38 points. So, again, this was, you probably say, right, the little things that cost K-State in this one, but a three-point shooting, you can't go 3 of 21. That's just like the ladies, the Jeff Mitty's team in non-con play. That takes me right to Green Bay, right, where they were, what, 2 of 24 from 3? That's not going to win the game. And somehow, you can probably say for Jerome Tang's case here too as well, that day, still, the ladies had a chance to win that basketball game. They did not do that. Yesterday, despite the terrible, terrible three-point shooting, there's still some way in the ball game. And, hey, look, again, you hit connect on, let's say, three or four more, you win this ball, you probably upset BYU. I mean, yeah, easy to sit here and say that right now. But, yeah, you just can't do it. You just cannot do it as well. And, yeah, BYU, they don't have that much depth other outside. Let me see. Skip, my bad. Yeah, heavy minutes by their starters. They ain't got no bench. Who's this? Abdullah Ahmed, Mahalo Boskovic. Oh, I nailed that one. And Tyler Morris, he only played 3 minutes in this game, but heavy minutes by Kennard Davis, Kiba Kita, Richie Saunders, Robert Wright III, and DJ Dot. Oh, did I say DJ? I've been saying DJ this whole time. I haven't said DJ. AJ Dibonsa. I am sorry. Oh, my God. I just realized that just now. AJ Dibonsa. Where am I getting DJ from? I don't know. Maybe from DJ Shockley from the Falcons Audible. Maybe I'm doing that. I'm so sorry. But anyways, last name is still DJ. There we go. AJ Dibonsa and DJ AJ, whatever, same thing. Dibonsa lit up K-State yesterday there as well. As we look inside, continue to go through the box score here in this game. Haggerty, Dibonsa, greatest advertised, right? P.J. Haggerty also 24 points there as well. 4 steals in the game. Let me see here. He was 8 of 16 from the field. Abdi Bashir, 16 points yesterday there. Only 3 of 8 shooting. David Castillo went over from downtown. So did Nate Johnson there as well. But Castillo did add 13 off the bench. Kamara McGriff, 12. Taj Manning starting to get the minutes are getting added on. 18 minutes yesterday in this game. 4 points for him. Others that played, including we saw a Moby signing yesterday. CJ Jones only played 5 minutes. Dorian Buca came off the bench and played 15 minutes there as well. 41% shooting from the field overall for K-State yesterday. But this number right here, 14%, this is an ugly-ass number. It's not gonna win ball games. It's just not going to cut it. There, only 7 second chance points, 48 points in the paint. Lead change in this game 4 times, believe it or not. 17 points off of turnovers, 17 bench points there, and a 10-point loss to 10th-ranked BYU. Eddie Greer, another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, which will come out tonight during elimination game of Baltimore in Pittsburgh, the regular season finale. And then it's the playoffs next week there as well. So, yeah, man, you cannot shoot like that. And, oh, by the way, yeah, 10th-ranked BYU now is 13-1. K-State now drops to 9-5. 0-1 in the Big 12, obviously. And we talked about this leading in. K-State, yeah, you have a winning record. But they were like one of the worst Yes, I know it sounds weird and stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway. They had one of the worst records. Everybody had a winning record, I think. We went over the preview of the standings. And for K-State, yeah, 9-5. Yet a non-con might have bumped up a little bit with a couple of teams because they were what had good teams and whatnot. But yeah, this. And now you go on the road to take on Arizona on this upcoming Wednesday. The number one team in the nation. As I see her saying this now, I haven't checked the rest of the scores yet. I haven't said that yet. But yeah, man, it's gonna be we know it's gonna be a challenge every year. No matter you have PJ Haggerty or not on the team, right? So it's the bottom, yeah, middle had that run. Yeah, BYU had that run in the middle of the first half. You can't get down 10 points. You can't spot a good team 10 points. You just can't. You just can't outdo it right there as well. And instead of looking at the offense here, because we know if the offense is right, it can carry this K-State team. But the three-point shooting was not there in yesterday, obviously. But we're going to take a look at the defense here from Jerome Tang from the press conference yesterday after K-State loses their Big 12 conference opener. Quote, yeah, the execution, the aggressiveness, you know, we wanted to be the more aggressive team. It was great, but when you force 19 turnovers, you can't have 17 points off. You need to have 27 points off of it because there are a lot of them where live ball turnovers, and so we've got to capitalize. I don't think that we capitalized on that, and I thought that they controlled the pace of the game in the second half like we didn't play fast enough. We didn't. We got to get out and play in the open court, and too many times we walked the ball up the court, end quote. So there's that. And coming up, and we're gonna close the book with Tang on a road trip, right? The Arizona State trip. That includes Arizona State. Arizona, number one team in the nation. Coming up this week, baby. Ooh! So we'll see what happens there, but Jerome Tang has had his thoughts on a huge road trip coming up. Obviously, with Arizona, number one Arizona in the wings, quote, yeah, we win or lose this game. It's 1-0 season, right? Yeah, Jerome Tang always talks about that. We know that. Like, you win, you have to watch it. It's 1-0 season, one game season. You know, you lose, you watch it. There's a lot of these dudes for the first time playing in the Big 12. Probably only the second time the crowd's been like that this year on CBS. And I'm hoping they walk away with confidence that if that's a top 10 team in the country and the team people say can win a national championship and we didn't play close to what we're capable of playing, so we should be really confident, excited about getting back into practice and improving among them. Excited about this road trip, Arizona State, both because of the weather. Yeah, get out of this weather. It's supposed to be high of 50. Today here in KC, Missouri, by the way. It might be a moot point when this comes on y'all feeds. We'll see. Anyway, let's finish this up. But, and because we get to spend a lot of time together, and then the opportunity that's in front of us to go play the number one team in the country on our home court, and so excited. I'm excited about this, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, man, the battle, AJ Dibonsta, I cannot believe I've been saying that the entire time. Damn, but it don't matter. It doesn't matter, though. AJ Dibonsta, PJ Haggerty lived up to the bill in the individual showdown. Yes, I know it's not about individuals on the team. When it comes to team sports, it's about everybody playing. It's just about one person. It's about everybody. And the BYU stars were better. We're better than the K-State starters. It's just that simple there as well. Obviously, so, you know, hey, just pretty much like I came home late last night and from work, and who was it? Was it George? I think it was George Kittle and Brock Purdy of the San Francisco 49ers talking about, you know, they had an opportunity, and this might be a good talking point for the EGD pod that I'm going to do later on. Talking about one of those seasons. They had an opportunity to hope to not even step on a plane or a bus for that matter, and to play all all that potential playoff game at home, and obviously Super Bowl 60 is this year. It's in Santa Clara, home of the San Francisco 49ers, right? They lost to the Seattle Seahawks in a defensive battle, and Seattle's number one seed now in the NFC. So they're talking about washing it away, washing it down, getting rid of it, and getting ready for the playoffs. And related to this, why is Eddie talking about this? Well, Jerome Tang, we've seen this mode from Jerome Tang ever since he stepped on foot to K-State. 1-0 mentality. Well, now you had an opportunity at home in front of a sold-out crowd. Sold-out crowd, which we might not see no more. We'll see how this season trend, this rest of this Big 12, well, the start of Big 12 play trends out here. But yeah, when you gotta capitalize on that. You gotta capitalize on that. So yeah, I was shocked when reading that stat. I was totally shocked by that one there. So yeah, man. I mean, I know we had some ups and downs on basketball, men's basketball particularly, the inconsistency, whatnot. But yeah, it also helps when you see one of the nation's best players, AJ DiBonsta, too, for that matter. But still, when the K-State's really good, the crowd's really good, solid, really solid at home. We've seen it in the past, and not to capitalize on that. That's disappointing there, but huge opportunity for K-State. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we know that this K-State, if they're on offensively, they can shoot lights out of the ball. So we'll see if they can bounce back. And they're gonna need to, because oh boy. Even Jerome Tang, I hope you don't put your foot in your mouth. That you know, we can start 1-5, but oh, I was gonna say 5-1, but you already lost. But you can lose. You can start 5-1, but you can also be 1-5. You don't want to be 1-5. Let's just say that you do not want to be 1-5. Just saying. So Arizona, number one team in the nation, is next for. Well, you just heard it from me already, and you heard it from Coach Tang there as well. I'm not gonna go through any more of these notes there. Wednesday showdown, undefeated number one team in the nation, Arizona. Woo! 14-0, and they did win their conference game. All right, so 14-0, and that is, I want to say, that's the FS1. Yes, the FS1 game. Yes, it is. FS1. We'll see, but we'll see where I'm at. But no, I will not be able to watch it. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad this upcoming week, the last week, I got to work this stupid schedule. But yeah, I'm fired for that. Give me my nights back. But anyways. FS1 will have this game, number one team in the nation, Arizona, and then, of course, Arizona State is next weekend, but right now it's number one Arizona on Wednesday night on FS1, 8 o'clock tip. We'll see what happens, but K-State losing their Big 12 opener at home yesterday to AJ DiBonsta, there we go, and 10th-ranked BYU. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where our podcast is found free and available daily, or we're on a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your podcast there. This will be up tonight. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow big-time K-Stater about this podcast. 10th-ranked BYU, 83. Kansas State, 73. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.